Sagt der Heilige Mischle weiter, man sagt es Aves, Perig Dalid, Mischna Chaf, Elisha ben Avua Oimer. Haloimed Yeled, a person who learns Torah when he's a child. Lemahu Daima. To what can we compare to? Lidiyai. To ink Kisuva that is written Al Niyar Chadash, on a new paper. The Batanura explains. When ink is written on a brand new paper, it doesn't fade. It stays with you. It's miskayim. What you learn as a child, you remember. I can tell you, Kindalach, I remember things I learned as a child, and I don't remember what I learned yesterday. V'haloymeid zaken. And a person who learns when he is old, to what can he be compared to? L'diyai, to ink kisuva that is written. Al niyar machaik, on erased paper. Niyar's paper, machak means erased. When ink is written on paper that has been erased, the new writing can disappear. Says the Rebbein Yonah, this doesn't mean you shouldn't learn when you're old. Adarab. The fact that you learn and it's harder to chazer, Shem gives you even more schar for that. Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda, ish kfar habavli oimer. Rebbe Yossi, the son of Yehuda, who is the leader of kfar habavli, says, haloimed min haketanim, a person who learns from Kitane, from people that are young. Lam hidayma, what can he be compared to? La oichel anovim keyos, is someone who eats unripe grapes. Vishoise yayin migitoy, and drinks wine from the wine press. See, wine that's made from grapes that aren't ripe is sour. And wine that's taken straight from the wine press is mixed with like pulp, like the solid pieces. So it could be you can have a young boy who learned a lot, he has a lot of information, but he didn't filter it through yet. It didn't settle yet. He didn't process the information properly. V'aloymed min hazakenim, person who learns from elders, what can he be compared to? La'oichel anovim b'shulais, the someone who eats ripe grapes. V'shoyse yayin yoshan, and drinks aged wine. Aged wine is a mila. Old milk is not a mila. Old wine, when it's stored properly, is much more expensive. Is considered a much better wine. Rabbi Oimer, Rabbi says, Al tistakel bekankan. Don't look at the jug. Don't look at the bottle. Tistakel means more than to look, to stare. And say, ooh, this must be good wine. Look at that nice bottle. Ela b'masha yeshboi. Rather focus on what's inside. Because yesh kankan chodosh. You can have a new jug, a new bottle, but mala yoshan. It's full of aged, expensive wine. V'yashan, you can have what looks like an older jug, but shafila chadash ein boy. It doesn't even have new wine in it. Sometimes you can have a young Talmud Chacham whose havana, whose understanding is equal to people that are more mature. And sometimes you have an older one who doesn't even have what youngsters have. So basically we're told not to judge a wine by its bottle or a Talmud Chacham by his age. What does a person do if all he has is paper that has already been erased? He knows it's going to fade. Says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, use a better ink. If you use a good ink, then it doesn't fade even on old paper. When a person feels he's learning, but he's not remembering, learn with a bigger geschmack. Learn with more mesiras nefesh, and you'll see that Torah is going to stay by you.